This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday. It is the program Salt and Light. It is 12 o'clock or at least 1 minute past 12. We are excited as usual, as per usual today for our program. We've got a wonderful lineup of mighty women and men of God in our studio this afternoon. But I give over to my husband to say hi to everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the wonderful, glorious name of Jesus. Apostle Brian here on this terrific Tuesday afternoon. Amen. God has been so good, so yes. Amazing. Amen. The Bible declares that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our
testimony.
Amen. And we've got the exciting guests. Amen. They are all the way from the United States of Athlone. Amen. Salon. Amen. Hallelujah. So they are all the way from the United States of Athlone. And so we are so honored to, you know, to be in their presence. But we are trusting God for a mighty outpouring. The Bible says we're two or three gathers in his name, there he's present. And we just love the presence of God because we are so aware that in his presence, you know, everything becomes possible, tangible, and, you know, God has called them, amen. They've come from a life of substance abuse and, you know, or I'm going to let the past, you know, and that's why we have a testimony, because we have a past, and we declare that, you know what, the blood of Jesus and the power of God is greater than the onslaught of the devil, and we know that there is hope, that there is healing, that there is restoration for anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord. Wow, that's so important. Thanks to call upon his name. Yeah.
So we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, as Salt and Light, we always introduce those that are making an impact in the community, that's making a stand for God, for Christ, for his kingdom in the earth. Those that are you know, doing great exploits in the mighty name of Jesus for God. And so we are excited. We're going to be introducing them shortly.
The Bible actually said that, you know, Pastor Delia, the Bible says in the book of Daniel, and the people who know their God shall do great exploits. So great exploits comes from knowing and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Wow.
Hallelujah. So we're going to go to a song, and then afterwards we're going to introduce them. Please don't go away. We are live on Facebook. We are live on our podcast on Radio K Pulpit. Please download it. If you don't have it, you can go onto your Play Store and you can go and search for Radio K Pulpit and download the app, so that you can listen to the radio station continuously. So we're going to listen to Rebecca St. James, and the song is called Kingdom Come, featuring For King and Country. Enjoy and come back, beloved. We are back. We are back. Apostle Brian.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So once again, such a great honor and a privilege, like we said, you know, to share. I'm so aware of the word of God in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, where the Bible says that I will restore to you what the locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the swarming locust. So the God that we serve is a God of restoration. Amen. I don't believe in incarceration. I believe in restoration. Amen. And I believe the God who I serve is a God of restoration. But ladies and gentlemen, to no further ado, I just want to introduce you to this glorious, and as a couple in the Lord, I like it when husband and wife serve God together. There's such a power that's being released, you know, when families, when, because the Bible says household, you know, salvation is for you and your household. Yes. So I'm so thankful to God, Carlo and Portia, you know, that you're serving God together and in the manner that you're serving God together. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take any more time. Carlo, maybe if you want to introduce yourself and, you know, just tell the listeners who you, what you're about and where you are at, and, you know, amen. Just feel free, Carlo.
Amen. Amen. Greetings in Jesus' name. It's so wonderful to be here today, and thank you so much for the opportunity and the privilege today.
Praise God.
Ek dink dat is net hier genade dat ons vandag hier kan sit en is net deur God se goedheid.
Halleluja.
Dat hy vir ons hierdie geleentheid skep vandag, apostel. Ek is Carl Opoysen, ek is van Athlone oorspronklik. Ek dink dat ons werk in die gemeenskap van Qutian, Athlone en Bridgetown area waar ons met jong mense betrokke is wat vasgevang is op dwelms, vasgevang is in bende aktiwiteite. Ek dink as ons in ons gemeenskap kyk, dan sien ons die gebrokenheid in ons gemeenskap.
Ja.
Dat ons jong mense nie meer hoop het in hulle toekoms nie. En terwyl ek en my vrou en ons het vir 'n tyd in Mitchells Plain gebly, apostel, en vir 4 jaar het ons daar ook gedien en die Here skep ons toe die geleentheid om weer terug te trek Athlone toe.
Okay.
En terwyl ons terugkom Athlone toe, sê ons vrou, maar wat gaan ons nou begin? Wat gaan ons nou doen vir die Here? Waar gaan ons onsself besig hou? En ek prys die Here vir die geleentheid wat hy my gee en ons begin met Hands of Mercy as supportgroep.
Okay.
Waar ons begin te uitreik en ons sien die behoefte in ons gemeenskap en jy weet is so lekker om elke donderdag, ons het op 'n donderdag begin daar en ons het daar uit begin en is so lekker om te sien dat mense kan kom terugsit na 'n besige dag, na 'n uitdagende dag, waar hulle elke dag moet hierdie beeld opsit, en hierdie sterk persoon moet wees aan die buitekant, maar waar hulle net in hierdie sirkel kan kom sit, en terugsit, en hulle self kan wees, en hulle self kan uitleef, maar ook in die ontdekking wat ons kom sien het, dat daar 'n groot behoefte, nie net vir die woord van God nie, maar ook 'n behoefte rondom kos, om 'n maaltyd te kry. En
okay.
Dit is ook waar ons ook die uitreiking begin het, waar ons ook in die program, na ons program, dan ook maar warme potkos aanbied en so.
Wonderlik. Sure, praise God. Posje, do you wanna say something? Share, you're welcome to.
Amen, groet in Jesus naam. Jammer niet over die kouwekies.
Okay.
Dit is regtig 'n voorreg om in die gemeenskap te werk. Ek dink ons harte gaan uit vir die drug addiction, vir die drug abuse, omdat die Here vir ons baie diep kom uithaal het. En ek dink omdat hy vir ons uitkom haal het, plaas hy vir ons op 'n plek waar ons anders ook kan help, want ons weet wat dit is om 'n drug addiction te wees. Ek dink dit is nie maklik nie. Ek dink soms dan my moeder het vir my gesê, sy kan gerus, why don't you just die? En ek dink as families vir jou verstoot en vir jou neerdruk, dan voel dit vir jou amnestie dan jou en jy wil net verre in die drug addiction gaan en verre net jou ding doen. Maar ek dink die vyand het mos gekom, hy is sy werk om te verwoes en om wat te maak en om vir ons dood te wil maak, en dit is wat hy wil doen in ons gemeenskap, om die jong mense, vir al die jong mense van môre, hierdie pastore van môre, die evangeliste, die godsvrouens van môre is, ek dink hy is sy doel om vir hulle dood en stil te wil maak. Maar ek dink die vyand het die rekenskap gehou met God, wat God se plan is vir my lewe nie. Ek dink Jeremia 29, hy het nie geken God se plan wat hy het nie, om vir my te prosper en om my 'n hoopvolle toekoms te gee. Ek dink ek was ook vasgevang in tik en in al die ander drug addiction. Ek dink ek het in 'n huis groot geraak waar my ouers die Here dien. Hulle is pastors, hulle is, en ek dink ek is die enigste kind, en ek dink die Here moes 3 van my susters wegvat om my ma hulle tot bekering gebring het. En ek dink toe kon hulle instaan vir die redding van my siel. Ek dink het was nie makkelijk vir hulle nie. Daar stuie waar my ma afgemat gelyk het van die bekommernis en van die wees sy kan vir my aankyk met, ja, jy maak my siek, jy maak my sat. Maar die way die vyand vir my kan gebruik het op die laagste van my lewe. Ek dink ek het 2 kinders en ek dink wat hulle kon gedoen het was gebed. Ek dink die volke van die dag, van die tye is vas, is gebed, is nag van gebede. Ek dink hulle het nie opgehou nie. Hulle het gedoen wat hulle moes doen en hulle het geweet die Here het 'n beha in my lewe. En ek dank die Here, ek is meer as 'n oorwinnaar. Ek sit nou aan die ander kant van 'n mikrofoon op die radio stadium. As die Here nie goed nie, ek dink die lied sê, hy vat my hier en hy sit my daar en hy tel my op en hy lig my op. Ek dink die werk wat ek doen, ek werk vir INJ, ek is nou 10 jaar daar, ek dink jy moet gekwalificeer, jy moet een matriek certificate, ek het die die goedes gehet die, maar ek dink God sê, he doesn't call the qualify, qualifies the call,
Halleluja.
En ek dink hy plaas my in die positie, ek dink ek is a skilled fillette, ek dink enig jy kan nie my werk doen nie, om een vis op te vlekkie, ek dink as net a skilled persoon wat het kan doen, maar ek dank die Here man vir die geleentheid en vir die opportunity dat die Here hy voeg by, ek dink daar wat die vijand gevat het, ek dink hy het gevat het en nie meer kan nie, maar ek dink die woord van die Here bemoedig my, wie die Here gevind het, het lewe gevind, en vind te welbehaar, maar die wat om mis benadeel sy eie lewe.
Sure.
En het die dood lief. Ek dink, ek het my eie lewe, ek het gemis aan my amper, maar ek dink, Godse genade hand van die Here red my uit die moeras van sonde, en hy plaas my voete
Porsche,
op my ewige rots.
Kan ek gewoon net iets vraag? So, are you educated in any way with regards to the support group? Did you have a lot of money to start the support group?
No, we didn't. We started.
Did you have any resources?
No.
Did you have any investors?
We only had a dream. My husband had a dream. The God gave him a dream. He was standing in the church in Belgravia, and he was looking towards the flats of Cute Town. And in his dream, the walls of their church was like broken, and the glass, it was, the whole church was full of glass, and he was looking out, and it's almost like the Lord wanted to show him, look to Cute Town, look to Belgravia, look, there's a need, and he ouches many vanches wat stoot in die papieren op tel.
Lord,
they say for my Porsche, ons moet iets begin, ons moet die mense help.
And so you had nothing.
No, we didn't have
just
nothing.
Your belief in God.
Yes.
So does that mean that anybody can do something significant for the Lord?
Yes, amen.
Ek wil dit beklemtoon, because sometimes people think, ach, it's only for that people.
Yeah.
You know, that people has the resources.
As well,
they have the money. They have the education. No. They have the degree.
No.
You know, that's why they could do this or do that.
Yeah.
But all you need is God.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and then you, all you do is you step out, you launch out, you step out by faith.
Obedience.
Even if there's a bit of fear and apprehension, you still step out boldly for God, and then you begin to see the power of God manifest.
Yes.
The reason why there's so little faith in the church and in the earth is because nobody gets out of the boat of comfort.
Yes.
Nobody dares to believe God's word.
Wow.
You know, nobody takes this word and say, Lord, if you say so, then so it should be.
Amen.
And so we want to encourage people to that. I think in all of our programs as on Salt and Light, the kering, the exclamation is the fact that God wants to use you, woman of God, man of God. Stop disqualifying yourself.
Yes.
Stop saying, no, not me, no, not I.
Yes.
But take, you know, all the people that come on this platform and share their stories. May it be faith and encouragement for you to stand up, stand and be counted, step out of the boat of complacency and walk on the water with God. I tell you, when you take God at his word and you begin to walk on the water, there is nothing like it. You then begin to see the miracles of God, the signs and wonders in your own life when you begin to trust Him and believe in Him, you know, and take Him at His word.
But you listen to the right bedrijf, Pastor, what you know, say,
the first.
As a first. Het God dan gekom en vir sê, Peter, ek gaan jy nou 'n visser van mens maak.
Ja,
yes, you know, yes. And so, jylle is in, you know, prophetically, you are in the right position, amen. In the right place.
Yes.
Amen, but I think we have to go to a song break quickly.
Okay,
and then when we come back, we're going to hear a testimony.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, of a young man that God has been awesomely good to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the song is called A Thousand Thank Yous, Sarah Grager. Please, don't go anywhere, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here on this terrific Tuesday afternoon. What a great honor and a privilege. It's a groot eer om hier te wees. You know what? I can truly say that if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? If somebody would have told me way back, my brother, if somebody would have told me on the Sabine op die yacht, to sit ek met 'n paar bure, if there was somebody that would told me that you're going to become a pastor one day, ek sal seker 'n ouetjie uitgelag het.
Yes.
You know, if somebody would have told me when I stood in front of a judge, I was about to be sentenced for 5 counts of attempted murder, but the Lord, you know, raised up a standard, you know, and it is net blote genade dat ons nou hier kan sit, you know, in die teenswoordigheid van die Here, you know, and we've got a young man, he's sitting next to me, amen, hallelujah, and he's got a testimony, amen, and so, brother Adrian, feel free to share your testimony, my brother.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, it's only for the glory of God that I'm here today. You know, I thank God for where he has taken me out of. I was also a boy that was on drugs for 16 years. I was on crystal meth. I was in the party of ecstasy also.
Sure.
Because that was in, you know, the time of the rave scenery. And you know, it was all good. You know, Satan didn't even ask me to do all the things I was doing. I was on drugs. I used to sell drugs and everything. He squeezed me like an orange. And when all that juice is out, it just leaves you there by the side,
sure.
You know. And, you know, they say a made-up mind is a powerful mind.
Mm.
And it came so that I just decided, it was before January month, and I told them, I'm finished with the drugs. I told all my friends. And they said, why now? Why don't you wait for New Year resolution? And I said, why must I wait for New Year if my mind is made up now?
Yes.
And, you
know,
while I was at home detoxing, I was like, I bought me yogurts and cool drink and that, and just watching movies at home. But everybody could hear I'm watching movies because I put it on so loud. And you know, as I was on that, I kept one friend there to be there. He was one that was still on drugs, and he came to check it out. He was thinking, no, Adrian, he's going to relapse. He's going to say no. He wants to take a puff or so. Within 3 days, he told me, Adrian, I can see you serious. And I can't come by your house and come and smoke anymore. Yeah. And I told him, thank you that you see I'm serious. And my mind was so made up that even my mother used to leave 2 Bibles open in the house. I thank God for my mother. You know, yes. I had a father. My father was divorced of my mother, and my mother had to bring us up alone in the house. And, you know, so many things she had to see us doing, and I used to always want to make the things look good. Tell her, no, it's fine, mommy, don't worry. I'm just doing this for that and that reasons. But I was doing a lot of nonsense. But my good points that I had, when I used to see my brother also climbing into, which is older than me, a year and 3 months older than me, and I used to stop him of doing climbing into the same things that I'm doing.
Okay.
And you know, when, now that I was really finished, somebody came, it was an uncle of mine that brought his cousin. They came to interview me at home. My interview was for carpentry.
Wow.
To come do building cupboards and that. And my uncle's cousin said, right, I'm interviewing you at home here. And you know what? You made the interview. I'm picking you up tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
So are you saying that you got free from drugs before salvation?
Yes.
Before salvation, yes. It was my mind that was made up.
Yeah.
But
So even in that, it shows that God has given us willpower.
Amen.
He has given us a will to come to a place where when we say, I'm done, my mind is made up, I draw a line in the sand, you know, that He will in that work and give you the power and the strength to say no, you know, I give this thing up. Because sometimes the idea is that you just can't, you can't, you know. But obviously your mother's prayer, you know, also gave you that strength to say, I'm done.
And the made up mind.
Amen. And just to touch more on that is, I was in hospital also before that year. You can see here.
I saw.
I was stabbed, and I also stabbed somebody. I stabbed this person through the throat, and he stabbed me in my head. And, you know, there was a time I had meningitis laying there in the hospital. But the time I came to my senses, I already had a daughter at that time. And the Lord was showing me, your daughter would have been without a father now, without a dad. And in that way, God was starting to speak to me. And, you know, I just came out and made up my mind, and I changed my life, not knowing that the person that's calling me for an interview for a job is a man of God. He's a man of God. And you know, he started singing in his bucket as we were riding and started speaking things. And I was like, everything, this is so familiar to me because my mother grew me up in a Sunday school. When we used to write exams in Sunday school, I got distinctions. And you know, like he told me, Adrian, you can tell me to keep quiet because I just speak about the Lord. And I told him, I could never tell you to keep quiet. You are just confirming things in my life.
A righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord.
Amen. And that was in the year 2011. And I gave my heart to the Lord while I was working in somebody's kitchen where I had work to do there. And you know, like this was a brother in Christ, and that lady was a sister in Christ. This man is now my pastor. He was my mentor and my pastor. And I call him my dad also. And, you know, I was laying out on the floor there after I gave my heart to the Lord for about a half an hour on that people's floor. And that lady and her husband are also pastors now. I'm talking about Pastor Chawi and Pastor Pastor Cecilia. And you know, they are good women and men of God. And now today in my life, as the Lord has carried me forward serving Him, I can speak to my pastor now sometimes when he's also have his time, when he's feeling down and out, I'm there for him. I can put up what smile in church. The Lord shows him. No, there is something wrong. This is not Adrian smiling really. That's just Adrian being strong. And he will just call a meeting with me after church. And he'll say, Adrian, I know the Lord already showed me. But you're being strong with the other people. But you know, it's only through the glory of God that I'm here. I've been so through many trials and tribulations. I fell short and I stand up again. You know, I will always speak about the donkey that's in a hole. A sand hole that they threw him in. And While he's in there and he's coming, he's fighting to get up, he will knock against the perimeter of the sand. And when he's knocking, they always fall sand down. And after that, he builds another foundation. And when you get out of that hole is sealed so for you because it's all the things that you have fought. And you need to use the word of God to fight and stand strong and not fall into that same hole again.
So truly, Adrian, you know, truly men of God, women of God, you know, it is so important what seed we sow into other people's lives, you know. And, you know, if it hadn't been for that particular man of God, you know, that obviously he journeyed with you. And, you know, there's many men out there, they're on drugs. There are many men, women also on drugs, but they don't have mentors. We see, we have a lot of pastors and a lot of leaders, but we don't have fathers, you know, to really come and come alongside. And and the one thing I want to say to a mother out there, as you heard the testimony, keep on praying for your children. So you know, the children that God has given you, The Bible says Isaiah 8:18, they are for signs and for wonders. And you know, the enemies of the potential, because I mean, you got A's. I mean, there's a manager with A's, amen, hallelujah, praise. And the enemies, so you see the enemies of your destinies, of your futures, of your potential. And thank God for praying mothers.
Yes.
Thank God for praying fathers. And I want to encourage the church and the body of Christ in the same time. Let us unite in prayer. I believe that Uncle Oom Angus is going to come in Athlone Stadium the 1st of November. You know, with 30,000 men, he's just going to come and pray. You see, the thing with media is this. The media won't show you the miracles of God.
Yeah.
They will let us focus on the bad that is happening in Cape Town, sien word vermoor, you know, pa dronk, you know, the media will tell you these kind of stories, but the media won't necessarily tell you how a man of that was on drugs, a man that was down and out, that how the Lord picked that man up, and I'm encouraged, you know, and I know that there is hope. For somebody that is listening today, there is hope. I believe that there is healing. I believe that there is restoration. And this is exactly what these precious people are about. Hope and restoration. Rebuild, restore, and renew. Amen. And they're going to tell us, you know, when we come back from the song break, what are they physically doing in the community? Because we need each other.
Yes.
You know, if the body of Christ can connect together, if we can unite together, the Bible said that there where there's unity, there God commands a blessing. And yes, we need resources. We need prayer as prayer is a starting point. But we need finances. We need food, you know, to rehabilitate, to help, you know, where we can. And these are the people that are doing it on the groundwork. You know, it's not just about a building. And so when we come back with a song break, we're going to talk what they're doing physically in the community. Then you can hear and see, connect, and also maybe sow into their ministry by the grace of God.
Amen. Before we go to our song, so Isaiah 61 verse 4 says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations.
Come on.
And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations.
Hallelujah.
That is the mandate. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to Believer by Audio Adrenaline. We'll be back, beloved. Enjoy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Apostle Brian here, and we are having a very, very powerful and awesome discussion of what Brother Carlo them are doing, Sister Portia and Brother Adrian and the team there out in Cape Town. Amen. You know, drugs, gangsterism is all on the Western Cape. It's like, it's almost like the enemy has earmarked the Western Cape, because we just hear murder, drugs, rape, robbery, armed robbery. You know, but praise be to God. The Bible says that where wickedness abound, the grace of God abound more.
Amen.
And so, Brother Carlo and his wife, Portia, Adrian, they are in the community, you know. They are in groundwork. They're doing the groundwork on grassroots, you know, connecting with people. You know, we're not talking about, you know, churchy, wishy-washy. We're talking about, you know, standing, you know, face-to-face with drug addicts and bringing the word of God and giving a meal. Brother Carlo, how does that look to you guys? What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a bit more about that? How's that ministry going?
Yes, indeed, Apostle. In fact, you mentioned that on the Cape Flats alone, I think that statistics says that 7.1% in the Western Cape is right the highest in the Western Cape on drugs. I think that even 25% of young children at the age of 12 years old has already experienced or even tried or attempt to do some kind of drug.
Sure.
And we ons sien dit dagliks, ons ontmoet elke donderdag, laat ek sê dinsdag, gebruik ons het twee kerke wat vir ons ondersteun, die Volkskerk van Afrika, wat ons vir hulle gee, hulle saal vir ons op 'n Dinsdag. Ek gaan ook die kerk daar, en dan die Kalvynse kerk gee ook hulle saal vir ons op 'n donderdag aan van 7:00. En wat ons probeer doen en is om 'n program te loop met die wat verslaaf is op dwelms. En baie kere jy sal verbaas is dat mense besef nie dat die trauma, die ding wat hy deeggaan, as soos 'n normale leefstyl vir hom. As so right om te geabuse te word, as so right om in die situasie te bly waar jy verkrag is, waar jy aangerand is, as soos 'n normale
ding.
Ding wat gebeur in ons gemeenskap. En wat ons probeer doen in ons sirkel is om 'n vriendskap te bou wat baie belangrik is en na die a safe environment te bou sodat die persoon kan voel dat hy is veilig hier, hy kan met ons deel, hy kan rustig agteroor sit en net homself kan wees wat so belangrik is. En dan ons probeer om ek probeer om elke week oor iets te praat wat byvoorbeeld nou ek het nou donderdag oor 'n gesprek te het van relapse prevention. Hoe om dit te prevent en wat die tekens daarin is en hoe om na te kyk. So ons probeer om elke week ook 'n workshop te het met 'n werkswinkel met hulle te het en hulle te ekoop vir dit wat buite is.
Sure. Ja, so dit is dinsdag en donderdag.
Donderdag soms 7:00.
En sit die posie, hoe lyk dit vir u? Because, I mean, julle twee is al twee, beide van julle is betrokke in hierdie, you know, workshops. I mean, daar's familie, daar's kinders, daar's like, daar's werk.
Dis 'n hektiek soms.
Okay.
Jy moet dit bereik, jy skop, moet jy gou vandag alles kan.
Nothing is without sacrifice. Yes. Nothing precious is without sacrifice.
Yes.
You must lay something on the altar.
Yes. As the Bible says, your arbeid in die Here is nie te vergeefs nie. One day, nie dat ons wil nou nie daarop kyk nie, maar God is 'n beloner vir die wat vir ons soek. En ek dink, dis baie hektiek en so, maar as ons nou, ons het vier mense al reep toegestee, en met die ondersteuning van die twee kerke wat ons het, wat miskien nou, as ons miskien nou vraag vir een financie, om een pakkie te maak vir hulle, of ons kon nou by mekaar, ek en gee jou R100 of R50, of ons gooi petrol in die kar, en dan gaan besoek ons vir hulle, vat een mail saam of so. Maar om vir hulle te sien, man, die bring so een lekker feeling in jou. Hulle is so dankbaar, en hulle is so blij, dat hulle ons vir hulle gehelp het, en blij ons sê nie, ons sê die Here, die ons sê. Maar is een goeie gevoel vir ons, om te kan sien, ons het a change, a getraai vir iemand te help, wat in haar die posiesie gewees het. En ek dink, as ons by Volkskerk is op 'n Dinsdag, ons werk meestal met hulle wat op die straat bly. So hulle het niemand. Hulle het nie 'n bed, hulle het nie 'n huisie, hulle het niemand. So ons praat ek al gesê, dat ons gebruik hy space, waar jy kan relax en jy kan oopmaak. Want ek dink wat ek op drugs gewees het, ek het nie sulke support gehad nie. Ek was eieren weggejaag of weggeskel, of as die suiker, die stikkie suiker weg, stikkie brood weg, you know what I'm saying. So, maar die gebed was daar. Nou moet jy vir hulle kry, hulle het nie in sy gebed nie. Ons weet ook nie of hulle oors is of hulle, maar hulle teens daar nie, maar nou hulle vir ons, wat hulle een familie kan noem, daar is een meel, daar is een gebed, daar is because ek sê, ek geloof daar aan, ek was in die donkerte, en ek dink is net die woord van die Here wat lig bring ons. So julle is constantly, elke dag, in die situation.
Ja, kan ek een vraag vraag? Because ons het altyd die struggle, when you see someone on drugs, en hulle kom bedel mos nou altyd, hulle soek geld, hulle soek, how do you, in a proper, healthy way, how do you help this person that is coming to you? Obviously, we know that we mustn't give money, you know, because they're going to just go and buy whatever. Mm-hmm. But how do you assist someone when you know hulle is net uit om iets uit jou uit te kry?
Ja, nee, apostel, as jy weet, ek sit nou en dink en ek luister en daar kom soveel gedagtes op. Jy weet, wanneer jy sit met na die persoon, ons kyk hulle aan as straatlopers, ons kyk hulle aan ons tag hulle altyd as drug addict, ons word gelabel. Maar as jy stil sit en stil staan met na die persoon en het luister sy story, waarvandaan af hy kom, en hy ontdek die teleurstellings wat hy deur gemaak het, en waar hy eindelijk vandaan kom, dan kom reel, dan sien die mens dat ene persoon wil so graag daar die hoop, die vraag wat jy nou vraag, dat daar is een begeerte in hulle binnenkant vir help en uitroep wat uitroep.
Ons het gister aan van Oosthoek in Brooklyn daar by ons, daar het drugs en prostitutes en daar is nou nie so much gangsterism nie, maar prostitutes and drugs is the order of the day, and this is the thing that we the very same discussion now. What do you like? How do you, you know, how do you manage this? Because why? And Apostle Alan Kelly, that's a pastor there also in Brooklyn, the community, he's been working for, I think, more than 20 years plus years
In
the community, you know, and he's opened his church now as it's church, yes, but more so for these people on the street. Wat jy nou sê, wat hy hoor wat hulle,
sitting with them,
sitting with them, you know. And Light Ministries International, also our ministry, when the Lord said, open this ministry, the Lord was specific in saying, this ministry is not for the 99, but for the one.
Wow. Yes.
You know, so what is happening now in this end time, and, you know, as things are evolving, God, I believe, is he's pulling a remnant of the shepherds together, you know, that has a heart for the one. You know, because at one stage I was that one. You were the one. You know what I'm saying? If the paradigm changed, the shift changed in the body of Christ, you know, for the 99 and for the one out there, because the 99 is safe. You know, they in the pen, the sheep is in the pen, they cool, they are right there, you know what I'm saying? They've been restored, they've been rebuilt, they've been rehabilitated, praise God, but now, you know, somehow, some way, we have the walls of limitation and churchology must come down so that we can truly reach out to that one, you know, that one person out there that just need, and God must give us truly a compassion, you know. I also believe this, Brother Carlo, and Sister Portia, you know, that
Brother Adrian,
that the compassion of God must override passion. You know, you can do a passion, there's a passion for the things. So, it's really hard, Betty. And mind you, beloved, the people that is on drugs, that means that out the cop, they know when we are genuine. You know, but you know what? I'm so encouraged and I'm so stirred again, you know, by the work that you guys are doing. Yes, Pastor Vivian.
We need to go to a song, beloved. We'll be back. It's called Impossible Things, Chris Tomlin, and then we're going to conclude, and we're going to ask Brother Carlo and Sister Portia and Adrian to just pray and conclude when we come back. Enjoy Chris Tomlin, Impossible Things. We are back, beloved. We are back, and we are at our final 5 minutes. Every week the time goes so fast and there's so much that you still want to ask and expound on, but there's just a time limit. So lastly, Portia, Carlo, we just wanted you to just, like in 1 minute, just share something encouraging for those that are listening, that are trusting God for someone else's breakthrough, for someone else's deliverance of addiction. Can you just quickly just share with them?
Yes, indeed. Maybe just to encourage tonight. Today we are testimonies of what God did in our lives. And maybe you are sitting there today. Maybe you are sitting in a situation that seems impossible. But I want to encourage you that the Word of God says that whoever calls on my name will be saved. So trust in the Lord in your circumstances. Nothing is impossible in God.
Amen. Sis Portia?
Amen. Wat ek elkeen wil bemoedig is vir al die moeders, die parents, never stop praying for your child.
Yes.
Because God hoor En die Bybel sê die gebed van die regverdige, dit het krag.
Halleluja.
Dra nie krag, dit het krag.
Yes. Mm.
So ek dink wat jy insit, gaan jy uitkry.
Amen.
So hou op, hou aanbid vir jy se kinders, vir jy se dogter, vir jy se seun, hou aanbid. Want God hoor gebede.
Amen. But it is so you guys had a project that you wanted to share.
Oh yes,
can
yes,
just
yes.
For that 1 minute, can you just share what you, what's the new project that you...
Pastor, wonderful. Yes, thank you. We are planning this new project that's called that Adopt a Child. We want to offer a young girl that maybe has fallen pregnant and she feels that, listen, because of this child, she can't go back to school. So we want to offer to adopt the child, not physically adopt, but to support her even till in a school. Till she, so the deal is actually you continue with your school and we'll take care of your child.
Sure.
So we'll put in a, education is early childhood development. We'll take care of your school's clothing. We'll take care of and we'll provide for that kid till you're done with your education. So that's one of our
projects. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we can talk about these things and, you know, but these things cost money and we are trusting and believing God. You know, so maybe you don't have a place to sow, you know, or maybe you've been blessed with this mainstream of finances. We would like to have it so that we can help, you know, those that is on the street, those that needs to be rehabilitated, you know, those that is just waiting and looking for a way out to support and to help someone. We'll take the details, your phone numbers, and maybe if people want to sow into your ministry, into whatever, you know, they can make contact with you.
Brother, is there a number? I can put it on our Facebook.
Is there a number?
Yes, it's 071-21-21-88-064.
And that's your number,
that's
Brother Carlo?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. If Brother Adrian can just close for us this
afternoon. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Adrian, you've got about 2 minutes.
Father God, I thank you for this fellowship that we had here today, yes. Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you touch people's lives out there, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, for those that are still on drugs and things like that, just to touch their lives, Father God. Heal them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for donations also for us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, open people up, Father God, because our hearts is, we put you first, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you stay the center of the support groups, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, with much thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Father, today we even pray for Carlo, for his wife, Mother Jesus, that you will strengthen them.
Bless the ministry, God.
That you will give them wisdom beyond their years, Lord. That you will bless this ministry, my God.
Yes, Lord.
This is not a job, Father God. This is not just some good idea. It's a ministry, Father God. And Lord, Father, you said that you will build your church and the gates of hell
shall not prevail.
Jesus, mighty name, Lord.
We thank you for those that is coming free from drugs.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for the super natural power.
Jesus, mighty
Lord,
Lord,
we do what we can do in the natural,
yes,
in the physical,
Lord Jesus.
But we thank you that the Holy Spirit do,
yes,
the
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To everyone that tuned in and commented, thank you so much. Thank you for your response. Thank you for your interaction. Thank you to our visitors, our guests that made it all the way, Sister Portia that took off from work. Brother Adrian, did you also take off?
I also took off from work, yeah.
So thank you so much for being here today. I know that God is going to bless this ministry, is going to bless the work of your hands.
Amen.
Like you said earlier, nothing that you do for God is in vain.
Amen.
He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
So beloved, be blessed.
Be blessed, beloved, and see you next time on Salt and Light, next week, the same time. By the grace of God, God bless you.
Amen. Glory, amen. Glory. You're welcome to say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.